In this week's episode, we were chatting about the Queen and Nicola Sturgeon doing a naked mud wrestle, why submarines are a bad idea, and Hunter Biden. La, 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 la. Welcome to episode 47.
Correct.
Yes, correct, of the Know It podcast. I'm with the usual troops, Jordan Green and Hunter Biden.
Shout out, Hunter.
Shout out, Hunter.
That's what I was like, what?
How are we,
boy? That's the best man yet. Yeah. Hunter Biden. Nah, I'm after that shit now.
I'm after that shit. What, the prostitutes or the drugs?
Both.
All right, okay.
They're tax deductible, by the way.
We've just found that out. They're tax deductible.
Sorry about
Prozzies.
Well, Hunter was doing it.
Is it not illegal?
No, Hunter was doing it. It was...
If Hunter can do it, it's fine, apparently.
MD for the Know Right podcast.
How are we, enemy troops?
Good, good. It's just, there's been a lot going on. There was a lot of chat there before we actually kicked off the podcast about what's fucking happening in the world. And I think that we've slowly made our way out from being a fitness podcast. You good?
I was just seeing if I could fit the full thing in my mouth.
The answer is yes, you definitely can. I think we're slowly venturing away from being a fitness thing.
Fuck fitness.
To like what's happening, because there's fucking all sorts going on.
The anti-fitness podcast.
The anti-fitness podcast.
That would actually have been a fantastic name.
Yeah, somebody take that.
When... Trademark. That's now trademarked. That's
TM.
Ours.
Yeah, TM. But what was some of the things that we're going to move past? We'll just go past the fucking how are yous, because I don't really care, to be honest. There's lots more pressing things happening in the world. Yeah. There was, before we go into this, right?
The viewers can't see that just now.
We've got a wee surprise for you. If you stay...
I love a prop.
Stay long enough.
If you stay long enough, you'll find out what the surprise is. But before we get into that, things that I wanted to talk about was either the submarine shit that's happening right now, or even perhaps the Isle of Man TT. Would you just want to dive into first?
Is that a submarine pun?
Hey. Why are you laughing?
Because you said dive in.
Oh, dive in. I didn't even mean that. Genuinely didn't even mean that.
I want to chat about the sub stuff. Oh, wow.
Fuck. The sub stuff.
Sub stuff.
You were the one that told me about this.
Yes, I put something in the
group. When it was like before they actually took off, I believe. You already...
Subs dive, they don't take off. But can I do?
Wrong thing. Before it submerged itself underwater, you were already privy to the news about this was happening.
I was on top of it. I was like, here, boys. And look at this
How was it news though before it happened?
Well, I think, I don't know if it just came up somewhere, but I think you must have just seen it and thought...
I was on Twitter, actually. See, most of the things I want to talk about in the podcast come from Twitter. Yeah. Twitter is an amazing place.
It actually is.
It's the last... pure piece of social media.
I think it's
out there.
The last beacon of hope for truth as well.
Elon Musk is keeping it that way.
Yeah,
as well.
Like it's the last.
We could chat about him soon as well.
Oh, God, it's all happening. So many things I want to talk about all at once. But I do think, I was actually saying this to the boys just there, is that I actually do think that Twitter's the last place where, like, the truth and think, because actually, so see one thing we're talking about Hunter Biden just there. See, if you type Hunter Biden into Google or YouTube, you'll get fed a certain headlines and things like that. If you type it into Twitter, you get a completely different set of headlines. Now, whether that's biased towards him or not is maybe one thing, but then say, for example, if you type in Andrew Tate into like Google or
we've not
BBC,
mentioned him in a while.
We've not mentioned him in a while. You type him in at Twitter, you get slightly different views on things. I think it's good to have...
Always.
Come back to this in a wee second. Do you know what I found out from Twitter, actually? That airlines can dictate the price of your flight from your cookies.
Airlines can predict the
can
price.
Can dictate
from like your cookies?
From the cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
So when you're looking for flights, you should use an incognito browser.
Is that
Because
right?
See if loads of people are looking for...
I can't
for,
believe
like,
you just found this out.
I know. This is mad, right?
No, yeah, yeah.
Because you're meant to clear your history before you go and search for flights.
Why?
Because if you search, then go on to other sites and other sites and other sites, the prices just... get bumped up.
Oh, I've noticed that before.
I feel like you've been gatekeeping this information for me. Like, I've been in a lot of holidays this year.
I know. But well, I've kind of known that because you search flights and then you go back and you search again and then it's like it's higher.
But anyway, it's about narratives about your searching and you were chatting about that.
Yeah. So like you often find that, like, say if you search something into Twitter, whether you get the truth or not, that's a different thing. I believe that you do, but whether you just get more of an unbiased view an unbiased, like, sort of kind of.
There's not really any news stations that kind of report unbiased stuff now. Yeah. There used to be a point, RT News and Al Jazeera News, they were relatively unbiased, and then they just kind of flipped. Aye.
Al Jazeera?
Al Jazeera News.
I remember Vice used to be like a pure, this is like a cool thing, yep. They're into this, they're into that, yep. But now they're...
Up to about 5 years ago, and then...
But then it started getting all fucking weird. Like, and they're obviously all fucked and biased, and that's down now, isn't it?
Vice?
I think it's, somebody's trying to buy it or something.
Is it?
Because it's gone ago or it's went, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're chatting about the sub.
Sub.
Right,
sub.
So fill the viewers in, the viewers.
Well,
the
wait a minute, so go back to, you'd heard about it before it went. What was the story?
I was fucking thingying Twitter. That's such a mum thing to say. Yeah, I was thinging it. Missing Titanic tourist submarine live updates, right? Do you know what's actually quite funny? The whole situation isn't funny at all.
It's
right?
Hilarious, but carry on.
they were doing Sky, they were doing like a transfer deadline day countdown, but with their oxygen.
With their oxygen?
Like 20 hours left, 19 hours left.
Right, okay, hold on.
Hold on. Right.
So, wait a minute.
If you're watching, listening to the podcast, we have tinfoil hats on.
Okay, so let's go. But let's just stop a second, right?
Take a second here.
Nah, go and drive.
Just give me 3 seconds.
Five minutes in.
3.
Right. Okay. So, how many explorations of that sort have taken place in a month-to-month basis for the last 20 years? A lot.
What are you talking about?
Submarines and stuff like that. People going under.
What are you talking about? Are you following him?
I'm lost.
The fuck is... What are we talking about then?
The submarines?
Yes. Let's keep on that subject. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Hundreds of submarines go down and do explorations of that sort every month, all the time.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay. To the Titanic? Right, continue.
No, not the Titanic, but like just to the deep ocean, right? Okay. Right? So that happens all the time. Right. That's just a thing that happens.
Take your word for it.
It definitely does.
Didn't know you were a submarine expert.
It happens all the time, right?
I'm following.
So you don't hear about it. Hence, you're making a great point here. You don't hear about it, but it happens all the time. Why did this one get so much?
Because it was going to the Titanic.
How many people have done that?
Not very many.
How do you know that?
I don't know this. But I think it's
so
because
this is my point.
They lost contact.
But you're saying it got posted before they done it.
The reason why is because...
No, hold on. You're saying they done it before they done the dive, or whatever you call it. You said they posted about it, correct?
No.
Yes, you did.
You've got a bit of an on point here.
You said they were posting a countdown and all
my
that.
Hat's
like,
falling off. No.
So see, once it went missing, they were like...
But you were saying before they went...
No.
No.
When it was under...
When it was, and they were lost, they were saying how much oxygen they had left.
Okay.
Calm down.
I picked you up wrong, but it sounded like you said before they went lost, they were talking about it on and all the rest of it.
No. So
definitely said that though, because we haven't recorded, so maybe go back.
If you did say it, you need to give me
£10.
I'll tell you what he said, right?
Right, okay.
What he said was that he found out about it before it was going away on Twitter. He wasn't talking about the countdown. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Anyway, that's a non-point.
Anyway, so...
Okay. You just did a podcast.
What's your thoughts about it? About the sub? Because you were chatting about it.
So the thing is about the whole submarine thing, it's about we can go back to like why it's a fucking stupid thing to do in the first place. But
is that your idea?
See, for it to happen, right? And apparently so what's happened is it went under, the infrastructure of the sub is like something's went wrong, right? And then it's basically imploded and exploded, right? Because of that happening, right? Mm-hmm. And at first I was a bit like, did that happen? But apparently it was actually picked up on radars.
Mm-hmm. Your hat's shite, just keep it off.
Apparently, it was picked up on radars that there was a loud explosion that happened. So it was pretty much like almost dead set that it was that thing that exploded underwater, because it was otherwise, what, people under attack or something, who's throwing bombs underwater. So people knew this, but yet the media still let out to the public that, oh, there's a chance that we could maybe save them. There's a countdown for the oxygen. What is all this?
Try to draw out the news.
Not draw out the news. It's a big guise. It's a big distraction from all the other shit that's happening in the world, such as the Hunter Biden stuff we were just talking about. So, like, Hunter Biden's been convicted of, like, fucking not being a nonce. But he's most definitely.
We usually chat about nonsense on this podcast. It's a nonce cast.
See, I don't watch much news, so.
No, neither do I. So I don't go out my way to watch the news. I just let the news come to me. So if it's like interesting enough, it'll fall on your lap, won't it?
That's what happens.
Like when the Queen dies, you don't just like not know about it. You find it because people are talking about it. So if it's interesting enough, people bring it up. So I don't watch the news either. But like with the whole thing about the like Hunter Biden going on, he's being charged at the minute. Paul was just talking about how the US economy, like the US debt's tripled, were you saying? Something like that. They
passed a law that allowed them to like triple their debt or some shit like 10 days ago.
They passed a law that allowed them to triple their debt over 10 days ago. So the US economy's on its ass. Some of its high up elites are getting fucking fined, jailed, whatever, charged with all these things. But yet what everyone on fucking planet Earth is obsessed with right now is a fucking submarine with five idiots with enough money to pay to go down to see the Titanic, which is the most pointless excursion I've ever heard of in my whole entire life. Why is the whole world invested in that and not in all the other shit that's actually happening in the world? That's why I said, smoke, let's put the tinfoil hats
on. Smoke screen in.
Aye.
Also, see if I was a billionaire and I wanted to disappear. Mm-hmm. I would go down in a tiny little boat under the water and pew, if I was wanting to go hiding or whatever, your fucking mind's been blown.
There was also aliens reported last week as well.
Right? Danny, slow down, right? We're going to get on to the aliens, right? Oh, I think we need to take like a 5-minute recess. Right, because
so many things.
I wanted to be like 45 minutes in at the podcast before we started talking about fucking this. But
we're aliens and billionaires disappearing.
Mate, that's a really good point about if you were a billionaire and you wanted to disappear, what's the...
That's a very smart way.
Like, you're not going to find the body because it's imploded.
Oh, it's in the middle of the fucking...
ocean.
Bottom of the Atlantic.
Wow. Next. Mate, my hat is shite.
Your hat is shite.
Tighten it. Grab it more at the back.
But I don't really know, but it's fucking... I think they went down stupidly and it's fucking, I think they're already, obviously, so it's blown up. And
see the guy.
Nah, your theory.
Do I think so?
Well, aye. Because think about it, right? I'm not a billionaire.
Yet.
I'm not a billionaire, but I am smart enough to know that that's a bad idea.
I know. Did you see the thing? It's got a fucking Xbox controller driving it.
And then, so the video you sent in, it was like, so guys, like, oh, I picked this up from this lamp from Home Depot, and these are off the shelf. These tellies. You see
these windows? They're actually just cling film. Aye. Like,
so if your budget hanging, so I was like, I'm smart enough to look at that and go, I'm not going to do that. Right? Even if it was like that, mate, 25 quid. Uh-huh. I've got £25. So 250k to a billionaire is probably like 25 quid to me, right?
Fair.
Or maybe even 250, right? Even if someone's like, mate, you can see the Titanic, like it's going to be this thing, it's going to take you down. I'd be like, mate, that's a bit dodgy.
See the guy runs the show, was he on it?
No, there was a captain on it, though. I don't know if it was the guy.
See him, he's
show.
Like at court the now.
Is he in court?
Current court case, because he'd done two people out of 250 grand. He took the money and didn't run the excursion or whatever you call it.
Is that right?
Aye. This guy's been convicted before, he's got a record.
Right, there's lots of red flags about it. So if billionaires are smart enough to make $1 billion,
yep,
which is a lot of money, people can't conceive how much a billion is.
Three of their mates have got islands, right? And they say, think about it, they're billionaires, probably, right? And then they say, I'll just go there, listen.
Listen,
I'm trying to go with Evan's point here. And then they say, right, okay, we were on the sub.
Uh-huh.
they're on an island, that's it, living it out.
So see, a billion seconds. Uh-huh. Just to put it in context, a billion seconds, 31.7 years.
Fucking right? Hell.
So a million seconds.
That's nearly, I've nearly been alive a billion seconds.
A million seconds is 11 days.
Oh, wow.
So like there's a huge difference between a million and a billion. So these people are smart enough to make billions of dollars, pounds, whatever, rupees. I don't know what the fuck, where they're from. But
one was from Pakistan.
Well, there you go. Do they use rupees there? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, your point that you've just made is probably the most valid that I've heard so far. Mm-hmm. But my overall point still stands that why are we fucking hat? Fuck your hat. My overall point still stands is that why is everyone talking about a fucking submarine going missing with five stupid idiots, whether they're dead or not, missing, who cares? Why are we talking about that and not talking about the fact that fucking all this other shit's going on? Aliens happening, fucking the Epstein stuff, blah, blah, blah. Schofield, all this pish that's going on. All these elites that are fucking either pedos, drug addicts, or addicted to fucking prostitutes.
Because the news control the narrative, but the news are controlled by the people that want the narrative controlled.
Illuminati.
This is it.
Maybe we have to step in.
No Rep News.
And let me upload this podcast onto the media that is controlled by the very people that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And our few hundred views will make a dent.
We're going to change the world with this podcast.
Do you know, I think that after this podcast, we will have accumulated, I mean, it's maybe small fry to some, but over 10,000 either downloads or listens.
Fantastic, man.
10,000.
Thanks, everyone.
Like after this one, I think if this one's good, if we build up enough, we'll hit the 10K mark. Wow. That's pretty fucking cool, isn't it?
It's cool.
It's weird, it's mad to think about that when we started.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because this is the thing, I think people will start a thing and expect it to be clear. Whereas even though we are here, I still feel like this is very much the start. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because we're not making hundreds of money from it yet.
Yeah. Joe, that's the most question I'm asked. Do you make money for it? The podcast?
Oh, really?
Asked all the time.
How much do you make for it? Like, we actually pay. We lose money.
Aye. People, I think people struggle to come, like, you do it for free. People kind of get a heater in that. Yes. So enjoy it.
We have a lot of things to say. Yeah. The world needs to hear it.
Paul, should I tell them we've actually been making a lot of money from the podcast, but I've just been keeping it all?
Like, sorry to break it to you guys. The ad revenue on this is keeping me afloat.
Paul's actually Jordan's manager.
Yeah. I feel lied to.
Anyway, submarines, eh? Submarines. Wow. Do you want to talk about some submarines, eh? Not about how much money we're making through ad rev.
Aye, man. But I think you're right, Jordan. I think it is. Because it would, let's be honest, if that did happen, they would wait until it happened.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? That, or it would the be full like, build up of or it's went missing, but how many things that probably happen, and then the news will be reported, X amount of people died or X amount of people were found, right? It, usually they be stuff like that, they just wait until the event has hit its pinnacle, hit its point, but they were like, oh, let's
or no, to be fair, it's like it is quite big, like if, oh, somebody out there, we can't find it, or oh, we'll check back in and let you know what's happening. And then in other news, Joe Biden's son's a fucking nonce. That's quite big news. Let's talk about that, but they don't want to talk about that. No. Or he's been charged with like guns or drugs or whatever the fuck it was. Like,
I can't remember when it was. 3 weeks ago, there was something on the news. Something big happened. Can't remember what it was now. Fuck. And just at the bottom of the screen, where this news has been reported, the vid. Right, I don't know what to say because we flagged. In case
yeah. Sorry, okay.
Is no longer classed a. Should that not be quite fucking big,
mate,
news?
That's another thing.
That just get put at the bottom.
That didn't happen. Those 2 years bit of red, didn't happen.
Just really? At the bottom, it just scrolled by, and that was it. Gone.
I'll fucking say it, I don't care. So they've said that COVID is no longer an epidemic.
That's it.
Done. But it was in a tiny,
small little bit of writing. The thing that has like been the biggest thing to happen since we were born.
Yeah.
Gets a little bit of writing at the bottom of a fucking news report.
Is that because it was all a lot of shite from the start?
Potentially, right? It was Big Pharma, but anyway. Speaking about COVID, did you see the video that was released of the Tories having a party?
Man!
Like, and it filled me with rage.
Did it?
Filled me with rage, right? And I don't really get triggered. But that's twice in 2 weeks I've said I've been triggered or something off the internet. Maybe I do get triggered.
I think maybe I do get triggered.
I'd say the most triggered.
I get really angry. Fucking dancing. This is the problem with the fucking I hate politics. I love it at the same time. But they were dancing and fucking all that shit. And then you can't go to your granny's funeral.
Well, everybody was having parties, right?
Aye.
Let's be honest.
Right? No, we're not making the rules.
Listen, that's what I'm going to say. But they're telling people not to have parties. Exactly. You can't go to funerals. Do you know what? We'll just have a wee party.
I know.
Well, of course.
Do you know what? Someone asked the guy who's filming it, are you filming it? Are you making it? Is this alive or something like that? I went, no, I'm filming it. And then that was it.
What? No, I never heard that.
The guy who was filming these two people dancing, and that's the one that's what's been released and they're on the crowd. Someone said, is that alive? The guy was filming. He's like, no, I'm just filming it. And that was kind of, that was it.
Mate, did you see? This is fucking all over the place, this podcast. But what's his shop? Who's in charge at the minute, the UK?
Rishi Sunak.
Did you hear him talk about transgender people?
No.
Right, talk amongst yourselves for 30 seconds, I'll find it.
I hate when this happens.
I know, but just do it.
Because 2 seconds will that, and then, I can't find it on my phone. And me and Danny have just been like, is the weather nice today?
No,
it's actually not
nice. See all you people.
I know.
They moaned about the heat. This is karma.
Did he also not say something to someone?
Wait, I've got it. So look at that. Rapid shows his spectacular misjudgment and why he's completely unfit to lead our country.
At the same period of time, you may have noticed Ed Davey has been very busy. Like me, you would have probably seen that he was busy trying to convince everybody that women clearly had penises. And I was reflecting, you all know, I am a big fan of everybody studying maths at 18. But it turns out that we need to focus on biology at 18.
I did see that, actually.
I don't know if the mic picked that up.
What's his public views on it, do you know?
Well, that was he was talking in a crowd of people.
No, but I'm talking about public. Well, that was people that he obviously trusts.
Yeah.
Right, I'm talking about what is his, like, kind of
no idea.
Views,
I don't know if anything else has came out or after that, because that was, like, 4 days ago. But, mate, there's people, obviously, on Twitter with, like, pride flags in their name. Utterly disgusting transphobia from Rishi Sunak. This is shameful conduct from the PM. There's no excuse for bullying. I don't know. I say I'm with him on it, to be honest. It's probably the only time I've ever agreed with
somebody in the Conservative Party.
Yeah. I honestly, like, I'm just sure, like, that's he's spitting facts there. But with that being said, like, back to the whole COVID thing, I do think it is absolutely bonkers how it just doesn't exist anymore. Like, how it's just not a threat. Like, it does genuinely blow my mind. And I think that the people that were, like, had such a hard on about vaccines and getting vaccines will not be as aggressive about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? If you were to say, like, was it that big a deal? Like, probably, like, no. I think a lot of people have probably changed their tone on the vaccine since this whole shit's gone on.
What I think's fucked up,
it's a lot of bollocks.
Is, and I'm talking to the majority of Glasgow here, people only got the vaccine so they could go on holiday. That was it. Let's be honest here. The majority of fucking Scotland got a vaccine to go on holiday.
Was
they caring about eating your health? Let's be honest.
But how mad is that?
I know.
Like, take this thing so that you can be allowed to do the thing that you were allowed to do 2 months ago.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? You need to take this thing in order to do the thing that you were allowed to do this whole entire time.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Was there not a thing with Jamie Foxx recently as well, saying that his ill health was due to the vaccine as well?
Mate, all these celebrities are coming out and saying it these days, whether they're talking shite, whether they're not, whether it's anecdotal, whether it's not. I've had someone close to me have something happen to them, and I'm convinced it was because of the vaccine. I'm not going to go into the story because it's not my story to share, but I've told you what's happened, but it's like, I think it's the biggest lot of shite. I think it's the biggest scam that we've, like you've said, Danny, that's ever happened in our life. And I'll stand by that.
Do you think again, was there something else going on at that point in time? Was it if practice control?
Mate,
is it to see where they can get things? Is there something coming up in the future? And I'm like, do you know what, where all this kind of social credit score and stuff's gone? Let's see how quickly we can control the masses. Very quickly, by the looks of it. Is it that? What do you think?
Maybe it's to do with that. Maybe it's to do with, well, because another thing as well. So I listened to a chunk of a podcast with Robert Kennedy Jr.
Joe Rogan one.
Who is John F. Kennedy's nephew, I believe, because his father was Robert F. Kennedy, who was, so the pair of them were assassinated on two different situations. Obviously, JFK was assassinated very famously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe Robert's dad was also assassinated.
Potentially.
I can't remember how.
Did his flight not
was
go down?
Was it on a plane or something?
I'm sure his dad disappeared or some shit.
Yeah.
You know? To an island.
Whatever. Yeah. So Kennedy's been through all sorts, but he was on Joe Rogan's podcast talking about vaccines and stuff like that, but he was also talking about vaccines prior to COVID as well. So he's like kind of quite famously had a lot of controversial opinions on vaccines, and he was stating, and I remember one of the bits that he said in the podcast that stood out to me was he was talking about how when he was a child, you needed like 30 vaccinations. Whereas like with his children, it's even more so now. It's like his children, he's got seven children. His children went through 72 vaccinations.
72?
Yeah. And then he says that there's a bit of a red line spike in 1989 where they had this introduction of all these new vaccines. There's a spike between that time and before and that time after of people having, or a lot more cases of ADHD, autism, people allergic to stuff, like all these spikes and all these things that particularly weren't prevalent when he was younger. So for example, one of the things that he says is like people between, you know, 60, 50, 40, like those ages, you don't really see too much of those people with like peanut allergies. You don't see too many of them with asthma. You don't see too many of them who are autistic are quite like prevalent with autism. You know what I mean? You don't really see that as much.
What did you say?
Katie told me I had to be very careful with my words around describing autistic people. Yeah. I said heavily autistic and she said that could be offensive to some.
What year did you say?
1989, I believe he said. And then he says that there was a red line spike. Now he says very, very importantly, I will caveat this, he says it's not causation that more vaccines have caused this because other factors are at play, such because he's an environmentalist.
Well, I was about to say.
So he's talking about like the diet,
yep,
things that were in the water. There was a big thing in Texas, I think, apparently, that there was something in, I don't know if it was a certain type of mercury or something like that, got into the water and affected a lot of unborn babies to end up having problems with their brain and stuff like that going on. So he's not saying it's causation, but the spike is too high for it to not at least trigger the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But what ended up happening was a lot of these conversations were just kind of like, oh, let's not talk about that because of the amount of money that's involved in generating these vaccines. Billions.
You'd be attacking the people who control fucking
everything.
Everything.
I think we're going to end up murdered.
Mm-hmm.
If it means it, we're getting a message spread.
Podcasters from Glasgow going a sub and then
I'll do the whole Tate thing. I'll never kill myself. You've seen him say that?
Yep. Multiple times.
Because he says like that's the three ways that they try and tarnish your name.
Yep.
They then try and arrest you, and then the third one's they'll kill you.
Has he not just been rearrested or was it charges?
You're in and out. You're kind of in and out.
I believe
at this
point. He was held for 6 months in Romania without a charge, him and his brother, which is the longest time you can be held under either arrest or house arrest with no charge.
It was 3 months.
It was 6 months.
They were held for six?
They were held for 6 months.
No, the six is at the end of this month. The 6 months since arrested. So they've got like a week.
Yeah, there's like a week left.
A week left.
But they've just been charged. There was a lot of other things that were speculative because they were never actually charged with anything, but they've now been charged with, I believe it's like a count of rape and we'll Google it to pull it up. I think it's like one count of rape and then also forming a criminal gang. And the criminal gang was formed to get girls to film TikToks and then exploit the girls that filmed the TikToks by taking their money from them. That's the charges, which seems pretty
strange,
pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if you think about that, like the amount that's going on behind that, like fair enough. Like say if either of them have performed a, how do you even word this?
Bad things.
Any bad things. A sexual assault on any person, they deserve the full punishment of the law.
Definitely.
Anyone does. No one's, I don't think anyone could ever argue that.
No.
Because if anybody, whether you like them or not, if you've done it, about Evan, that's bad, mate. You're going to have to fucking...
You go to horny jail.
Yeah, you go to horny... Bonk. Right? Aye. You get bonked off to horny jail, you go. So, because people think I defend Tate, right? People think I defend Tate because, he's a rapist or he's misogynist or he's this or that. It's like, he's not anything. He's not been convicted of anything, so... What the fuck? So see if he is. Aye, fair enough. Bad person. But you see, up until that point, like, what, people already make their mind up about somebody before the things even 100%. Happened. And this is the whole submarine thing. So if this matters, so you think about it, you take out the context of like who that person is. Say it's Evan, right? 99.9% of the world, you're getting thrown on the bus. 99.9% of the world don't know who Evan is, right? So if Evan was charged with conforming a criminal gang, the no-rep gang,
no rep,
right?
Horny rep crew.
The no rep horny crew.
Horny no rep crew.
To get women to film TikToks and take their money off them, which is fuck all anyway. And then apparently one of us raped someone, right? Would that make world blasting headlines? No. So why is it that them being charged with those same crimes, why is it making such big headway in the news? When
they weren't celebrities anyway.
When, like I said at the start, you've got other people in the same, like, cause you could say one of the arguments, oh, well, they're famous. Schofield's probably just as famous, but Schofield's famous, mm-hmm. right? And he has literally been fucking, like,
poor
it's out there that he's been grooming a child, right?
It's poor there, him, isn't it? Right? The news.
Whereas, like, he's not under the same level of scrutiny. The fucking Hunter Biden stuff, he's not under the same level of scrutiny. So it's like, why is it that the people that talk against the people? Well, it's obvious why. But
we know why.
You see what I mean here?
You've not joined the club.
Yeah, I do think that the whole there is a club thing and there isn't a club.
I'm big on that.
I'm aware that I probably sound like a fucking nutcase to lots of people, but I don't give a fuck.
I think you always sound like a nutcase until you don't. A lot of this stuff.
You're
tell
right.
People are like, oh, wait a minute. Because even like, I was talking about this yesterday. Conspiracies, right? We tend to go quite fucking hard on them majority of the time in podcasts. Little thing. Well, we don't even realize it's a conspiracy half the time. We're just talking like it's normal and our views on it. See back like fucking 5 years ago, 6 years ago, oh, my conspiracy nut. He's lost his head. He's lost his nut with half the shit that we talk about now and half the views we've got and stuff. But nowadays, more people are like, that makes sense.
Here's the thing, right? See all the conspiracy theories that you've heard of? JFK assassination, moon landing, is there aliens, Epstein Island. Like a betting man, right? If you're a betting man, odds are at least one of them has got to be right. You can't not believe in all the conspiracies. Maybe some, but like... Twin Towers, there's another one. Like, all these things, like, surely at least one of them, one of these conspiracy nutters is right. The Earth is flat. All the rest of it, right? There's hundreds of them out there.
The Queen was a lizard.
But see, the thing is, the Earth is flat thing, like, I've ran up a couple of hills. I've ran down a couple of hills and all, so, like, can't be that flat. But do you know who you have to, I would say, not blame, but, like, thank in a way for our eyes to be open to a lot of stuff is Joe Rogan, man. Do you think there's no Joe Rogan? A lot of these conversations probably only happen. I think he sparked and brought on a lot of people on his podcast that sparked debates.
Yeah.
And they had never even been really chatted about or anything like that. So I think you can actually thank Joe Rogan for a lot of what's going on now with free speech.
I agree. Because he actually got, so he got that guy on, that Robert
Kennedy
on, and there
craziest
was
craziest voice.
Weird voice. It was hard to listen to.
I thought he was crying the whole time, but he's actually got something wrong with
him. I googled it.
What does it sound like?
Like that.
But they had, so basically there was a thing, there was a big argument going on, right, between Joe Rogan, what's his chops, Robert Kennedy, and then the guy who's like mad into vaccines, Dr. Hotez.
Vaccine Pete.
Dr. Hotez. So this guy,
VP.
basically, if I go through all of the tweets, there was this big tweet thing. Mark Cuban was involved. It's all fucking happening. It's all going on. So Joe Rogan basically went out on Twitter. So Joe Rogan had that podcast. Then Peter Hotez, this doctor who is mad into vaccines, being like, you need to get your vaccines. He was actually on Joe's show like a while back, who was saying you need to take your vaccines. And Joe's like, yeah, but you also need to eat healthy and take your vitamins. And the guy's like, oh, I don't do that. And then he's like, you're a doctor, like talking about people's health, you're pro-vaccine, but yet you don't eat healthy food or take vitamins. Bit of a conflict.
FUD.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I actually know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
so yep. that's this guy. And anyway, he went on Twitter and said, Spotify has stopped even sort of trying to stem Joe Rogan's vaccine misinformation. It is truly unlawful. No, it's truly just awful. And from all the online attacks I'm receiving after this absurd podcast, it's very clear that many of you believe this nonsense, right? So then Joe Rogan responded saying, Peter, if you claim that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saying is misinformation, I'm offering you $100,000 to the charity of your choice if you're willing to come on my show and debate with him, no time limit. And then basically there was a lot of, oh, you have my number, you can call with me. This is all public on Twitter. And then he went, this is a non-answer. I challenge you publicly. You quoted my tweet. And agreed that whatever, right? There was a big whole fucking thing about it, and then this guy's scared to go on and have this debate to back up his fucking vaccine claims against Robert Kennedy Jr. So, like, you're right, Joe Rogan is a bit of a pioneer in creating this free speech, mm-hmm. and like, let's listen to both sides. Let's listen to the anti-vax nutters, because as soon as you are against the vaccine, you're apparently a nutter. Do you know what I mean?
Are you against the vaccine?
I am.
So you wouldn't get Hattie vaccinated?
I would get her vaccinated for the things she needed to be vaccinated for.
But not everything?
No, not everything. Not COVID. Anyway, that's for fucking sure.
I mean, I'll happily admit, I didn't get vaccinated for COVID.
Good lad.
I just chose not to. A holiday wasn't enough for me to just fucking trust something that had a wee bit of time. Like, oh, aye, this is all right. How jagged 100 people with it. They seem all right. When? Last week. Will I take it? Aye. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And everybody just took it.
Yeah.
Good lad. Algae hangs time.
Good lad.
Did you get vaccinated?
I did.
So did I. I went to go on holiday.
I did.
That was most people's reason, right? That was most people's reason.
I actually only got one because I was pretty much forced into it. And then I wasn't going to get the second one. And me and Katie booked a holiday. And she went, oh, have you got a vaccine passport? And it caused a bit of a ruckus because I was like, nah. And she's like, why? And she's like, because I didn't go get the second one. She's like, why not? Because I didn't want to. Then it all hell broke loose. We still managed to get on holiday because I had a vaccine passport.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wink. Anyway. Continue.
Anyway, I think I need to breathe for a wee second.
Take a second.
Because
we went quite deep.
And we went, it was all over the place.
Own kind of funnier, sorry, madder news. Have you seen that? Elon Musk? And fucking...
yeah.
That's his face,
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. Or Gorny Scrap.
How did this come about?
Came about because of a meme. Somebody created a meme because obviously it came out that both of them are in MMA. They both do jiu-jitsu. Am I right saying Elon Musk does it as well?
I didn't actually know this. I thought it was just Mark Zuckerberg.
So I think Elon Musk also does, I don't know if it's striking or jiu-jitsu, right? Someone just kind of shared their two heads on like fighters' bodies and they two fighting and how funny it would be and all the rest of it. And it kind of gets shared about and obviously they came across it and they've both come out saying they would fight each other.
It's a square go, I'd like to see. Right.
No, before we begin to it, you imagine 20 years ago, right? Bill Gates and...
Steve Jobs.
No. Richard Branson. Do you know what? Because I fucking watched so much Action Bronson. Richard Branson. You imagine they came out and said we're going to scrap. People's minds would be fucking blown. We'd make news. It'd be everywhere. Like Bill Gates and Branson. Richard Branson. I'm talking about his name today. business moguls are going to fight. Like it would be pure breaking news. In this day and age and world that we're in, we're so just conditioned and just numb to mad shit happening that we're just like, aye, Yeah. These two tech moguls can just scrap.
It's almost like you don't even get excited about it. You're like, oh, that's happening. Aye. Oh, mad.
Crazy, man.
The Queen and Nicola Sturgeon are having a naked mud wrestle.
Exactly. Oh, so normal. So before I'd watch that, but before we get into it, who do you think would win? Put your best one there now.
Oh, Elon. Definitely.
Zuckerberg.
100%. Yep. I'd want Elon to win because Zuckerberg's a real life lizard.
You think how long Elon takes to answer a question, right? Ages. So like, as long as I took there to speak. So think he's like a bit dirty next. Zuckerberg's wiry.
They're both fucking...
dweebs.
They're both dweebs. They're both docs. I'd smash the pair of them, right? They're both fucking docs.
I think Zuckerberg's a legit.
He's legit.
Yeah.
Rebuilt and he's won competitions, and Elon Musk looks like a bag of fucking pudding.
Elon Musk looks like a sock filled with custard. That's how he looks.
Did Zuckerberg not spit the dummy out because somebody beat him and then they had to like redo the fight?
I'll find
it on Twitter.
Find that.
I'll find it on Elon's platform.
But I'm up for a cage match if he is. Send me location. That was thingy's. That's what that was his response. That was
part of Epstein's Island.
Paul said they should do Epstein's Island.
You can only get there by sub.
There's five people there with front row seats already.
If it's a Tesla one, it'll probably be sound.
Mate, that's mad. I would like Elon Musk to win, but Mark Zuckerberg has legit been training for like a number of years, I think. And I think just from a repetition standpoint, like anybody that's trained for anything longer is gonna have.
Then there's the weight discrepancy, right?
Elon
looks like a bigger dude. I don't know how tall Zuckerberg is, but stature wise,
how mad's this, right?
We're discussing this right now.
Aye, a wee bit. Like, why does everybody? Do you know what? I actually think fair play to them, because I think that if MD does have somewhat of a disagreement or a feud, a square go is the only way to handle it. I genuinely think that
trial by combat,
just a good old fashioned square go. Just get it sorted.
It's how you used to sort
and
it.
And see the end of the day, see when most people do conduct combat, there's a mutual respect thereafter, right? So even if you do have a bit of, think about rugby, right?
Mm-hmm.
A wee bit of handbags on the pitch, what happens after it?
Shake the hand.
It's pints, cuddles, and you piss on each other.
I'm sorry about punching you in the nose, mate. Exactly. That's fine. Like, sound.
And then it's off, sinking pints, feeling willies. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That's feeling what's so great about rugby. So it's like, you always have a mutual respect with someone after
he's went against
combat. So like, I think that settle it via square go is probably the best way to go, about any.
But what was their beef to start with? Did they have any?
It was just a beam or something.
That's what I mean. So they've even had beef. I think they're just genuinely...
This is what I was trying to find out.
Twitter and Facebook
somebody posted a funny
though,
meme and it's just...
Musk had been taunting Zuckerberg on Twitter with zingers like suck my during a internal all hands on meeting at Meta last week.
Had to be in kudos with each other and talk.
Oh wait, Zuckerberg was on a podcast with Lex Friedman apparently, saying that Twitter is sanely ran. I've always thought that Twitter should have a billion people using it. Well, I don't know. I don't actually really know where the beef's came from.
I don't think there is beef.
Do you think it was happening? But
nah, fuck. Musk is 51 and Zuckerberg's 39 as well.
Zuckerberg's only 39?
Yeah.
I think he's done fucking 39 years he's been alive, man.
That's pretty mad, isn't it? It's what happens when you're an actual lizard and a non-human.
110.
You can just like complete.
You ever seen him blink?
I don't think he sleeps.
I've not seen him blink.
I don't think he sleeps. That's why he's able to do so much shit.
He just plugs himself in.
Probably for Adderall.
Yeah.
He just plugs himself in.
Nah, more than that. Think about these guys. They're not on Adderall. They're on like
Adderall Plus.
The limitless pill.
They're on cobalt straight from fucking
cobalt.
They're sniffing cobalt straight from the mines. Another thing. Why is nobody talking about that? Nobody talks about, see, every single fucking battery, electric motor, all that out there it's mined unlawfully from these cobalts. Majority of from Congo. Have you not seen the videos?
No. You've
not even seen it yet. It's the maddest. See, every single fucking majority of the cobalt that's mined is from these fucking, picture like Mad Max like scenes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Picture Congo.
Okay.
That's it.
Fuck's sake.
Like the worst.
and a mine.
The worst you could imagine, right? That's what's going on in Congo, but nobody's talking about that.
The Marines say as well, they don't actually have a way getting rid of the batteries after they've been used. There's no like safe way of getting rid of them, so they do a lot more damage than like what the petrol's doing to the ozone.
Like, I think it's...
Paul, do you know that?
Yeah.
No.
Look, that's what it's like.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, like proper...
Is it the movie Blood Diamond?
Exactly, right. That's
batteries.
That's literally what's happening. That's literally what's happening right now. But yeah,
it's a great movie, by the way.
Yeah, but we are more fucking obsessed with five idiots getting lost and blown up in a fucking submarine. Sorry, it's a lot of shite. Biggest lot of nonsense ever. When there's children fucking digging up mines and that. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mate, even the fucking, the gutties that we're wearing, there's fucking 12-year-old girls in fucking sweatshops making that. Phones more interested in fucking donkeys who are in charge of the world, who like prostitutes and crack, right, than we are about solving those issues. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll always be the case.
I think this is a fucking problem, man. It is the fucking problem. Do you know what annoyed me as well? And I mentioned migrants and stuff last week as well. But like, didn't fucking like 70 cunts die in a boat as well, and it's had no exposure?
Women and children on
women
board,
and
right?
Children and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And it's like, oh no, there's these really rich people down in a submarine under the water. Let's care about them.
Did you see what he's...
If you fuck around, you find out. Is that the same?
Yeah, fuck around and find out. Did you see he's like one of the billionaire's weirdo sons at a Blink 182 concert the day his family and all that were missing? Did you see that?
No.
Actually,
stepson.
So it was this guy's stepson, right? So he posted...
He's probably raging that fucking guy shagging his master.
He wasn't. He's just like, where are you? So he was... Yeah. He posted this on his Facebook. Brian Sazaz, whatever his name is, might be disrespectful being here, but my family would want me to be at a Blink 182 show. It's my favourite band and music helps me at difficult times. There he is, just fucking standing there.
Because he knows that he's inheriting the fucking fortune.
Fucking right, man. Big man's like that. He's gone where?
his stepdad texted him 5 minutes before it. They believed it.
Also saying that, so did you see what happened? Well, no, we're not that far actually from wrapping up, but the Scotland game. The thing that went famous on Twitter at the Scotland game.
We were sitting there, right?
We've not even spoken about it.
We were sitting there. It's literally just happened, and he had seven messages with like six memes and videos and pictures and
the internet's
all sorts.
The internet is quick. Mate, in fact, see on the submarine thing, seeing you on TikTok, all the videos of this submarine thing, have you seen them?
I've seen the video of it imploding, but like fake.
No, like the internet is so quick. So quick. People are so creative. I love social media for this because there's just memes galore, videos galore of people taking a piss out of this submarine situation. And then there's memes on top of the memes being like the devil laughing because it's accepting 7.2 billion people into hell because they're all laughing at these jokes about the submarine. Like, people aren't even like that quick. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, so on the whole thing at the Scotland game, so this guy gets caught grabbing this bird's tit. That's the thing I'm talking about. So he's caught grabbing this bird's tit, and then God. It transpires that he's got a missus at home with a baby.
A baby. Oh, Christ, I know.
But mate, this is the thing, Twitter with it, they're just like so quick.
Well,
so,
see, the thing is, like,
picking that up?
You can't get away with anything.
Anything.
Now.
Nah.
See, 20 years ago, he'd have grabbed that tit and it'd been fine. Right? Not saying he should have, right? Just to clarify, right? But... You can't.
I've got so much I want to say.
Say it. Shite bag.
But you can't get away. The way the world is, like, it's the big brother watching. You can't show it.
No, I wasn't showing it. I was just it's like these memes are the thing, and it's like. what marine life heard outside the missing submarine along with taps? Open the door.
I've saw like, loads of videos of like what would you do if you got out the sub and stuff. Do you know what I mean? And it's
anyway,
the internet's a terrible place.
It's a brilliant place. It's a lovely place to be. Should we talk about anything fitness related?
No, because we've got we could do. What fitness thing would you like to bring up after all of that hilarity? I think we wrap it up there.
Yeah, can you think of anything?
All the brain cells are gone. We're wrapping up.
What is...
I feel numb a wee bit.
Should you take creatine? No, okay.
creatine is... But I actually seen on TikTok a lot of people, like, there's a guy I follow actually on Instagram, like one, just a guy that may or may not be signing up or whatever. I follow him and then he posted a story the other day. It's like, first day on creatine, and then like posted a picture of it. He might fucking see this actually from me talking about it. Who gives a fuck? He posted like, first day on creatine, like he's fucking starting test or something.
First
like
day at school,
I know, and I'm like, what? It gives a fuck.
It's not growth hormone. It's not growth hormone. It's not or growth hormone even.
It's not growth hormone. We can wrap up there.
Wrap that up there. And that was episode...
it was a fucking riot of an episode.
It was a riot. 47 of the No Rep podcast.
And if you still have brain cells left...
If you still have brain cells left, you need to pay the man, right? Pay the fee. There was definitely a little bit of... maybe not gold, but definitely hilarity in that.
I don't
that.
Even know if it was that funny either.
It was all of our little voices just came out there.
Yeah.
And they're chatting nonsense. So we'll have a team meeting after this and we do apologise. But you need to share it, you need to follow it, you need to subscribe, you need to do all the things so we can grow this and maybe get some guests on that will be smart.
Yeah. Danny, don't be a hoe.
Share the show.
Let's go. Peace.